Jungle Pocket from Velocity and Timing Alone, Advanced Level. Let's get. Today we're building that real Jungle Pocket in Ableton Live using only two levers, timing and velocity. No groove pool, no randomizers, no humanize button. No make it funky magic, just you, the grid, and deliberate decisions. And this matters, because classic breaks don't feel good because they're messy. They feel good because they repeat with intention. The pocket is designed. We're going to do the same thing, but with modern drum and bass precision at around 170 to 176 BPM. By the end, you'll have a two-bar jungle-style drum loop with a solid kick and snare backbone, ghost snares that imply shuffle without changing your grid, hats that move forward because of velocity phrasing, and micro-timing that leans the groove without sounding sloppy. Before we touch anything, a mindset shift that's going to make you faster. Think in groove rolls, not instruments. Authority is your backbeat snare and the kick that tells your body where one is. That's your anchor. Timekeeper is your consistent 16th HS, usually closed hats, sculpted with velocity. Glue is ghosts and tiny pickups that make the loop feel continuous. Agitator is a sparse top layer like a ride or shaker that can sit slightly ahead and create urgency. When the groove isn't working, don't just start nudging hats forever. Solo by roll. If authority is wobbly, fix that first. Alright, step 0. Session setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Set your grid to 1/16th, and turn on fixed grid. Warp can be on. That's fine. But we're focusing on MIDI timing today. So just keep your workflow consistent. Make a drum rack and keep it simple. Kick, snare, a ghost snare pad, closed hat, open hat if you want, ride or bright hat layer, and maybe one perk slot for later. Group it as drums. Processing comes later, if at all. Today is pocket. Step 1. Choose sounds that actually respond to velocity. Even though we're only using timing and velocity, sound choice is part of groove. Pick a short punchy kick with a fast decay. Pick a snare with that classic D&B crack. For the ghost snare, you can use the same snare quieter, but an even better move is a separate ghost sample that's noisier and lighter in body. Hats should be clean and short, and your ride layer should be bright but not washy. Quick technical check. Make sure velocity changes actually do something. If you're using simpler or sampler, confirm velocity to volume is active. And if you want the next level feel, later we'll make velocity change tone, not just loudness. Now step 2. Program the backbone. No groove yet, just structure. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip. Bar 1. Classic 2-step skeleton. Kick on 1.1.1 and 1.3.1. Snare on 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. Bar 2. Keep the snares the same. Snare on 2.2.1 and 2.4.1. And for the kick, keep it similar but add a small variation. For example, maybe you remove the 2.3.1 kick, or you add a tiny pickup somewhere. Don't overcomplicate yet. At this moment, it should sound stiff. That's good. That's your before snapshot. Step 3. Jungle ghosts. Velocity first. Timing second. Add ghost snare hits on 1.2.3, 1.3.3, 2.2.3, and 2.3.3. These are 16th positions, and they're doing a very specific job. They imply swing and roll without you touching swing settings. Now set velocities deliberately. Main snare is living up in the 110 to 127 zone. Ghost snares start around 32, and keep them roughly in the 22 to 45 range. Here's the rule. Ghosts should be felt more than heard. If you clearly perceive extra snares, they're too loud. You want the listener to miss them only when they're gone. Also, think relationships, not absolute numbers. A good jungle ratio is, ghost velocity is about 20 to 35% of the main snare. That ratio survives kit changes. Step 4. Closed hat phrasing. This is where velocity creates the role. Put closed hats on every 16th note for now. Yes, all of them. Then we sculpt dynamics so it breathes like a drummer's hand. Here's a usable 1-bar velocity contour you can copy as a starting point across the 16 steps. 85, 45, 70, 50, 90, 45, 75, 50, 85, 45, 70, 50, 95, 45, 75, 55. Don't treat that as the pattern. Treat it as a lesson in hierarchy. Downbeats and important moments are stronger. Off steps are lighter. After the snare, you often dip the hats to create space, and right before the next bar you lift the last hat or two to create momentum. Teacher tip, draw contour, not randomness. Random velocity is fake humanize. Jungle grooves repeat. They're meant to loop and still feel alive. And here's a stealthy pocket trick. pick one hat position that always feels too busy, often right after the snare, and make that hit consistently extremely low velocity, almost absent. That's negative pocket. The ear hears intention, not missing notes. Now step 5. Microtining like a drummer. Subtle, repeatable. Important constraint, do not throw your main snare all over the place. DNB lives and dies by a stable 2 and 4. If your snare wanders too much, the track feels slow no matter what the BPM says, so we create an anchor. Keep main snares on the grid at first. Keep most main kicks close to the grid too. Then we push and pull mostly with hats and ghosts. Turn off snap to grid temporarily, so you can do real micro shifts. In Ableton, that's the snap toggle, or the shortcut if you use it. Now we're working in milliseconds. Here's a starting recipe for hats. Take the off-step hats, the E and A positions, and move them late by about 5 to 12 milliseconds. Keep downbeat hats on the grid, or even a tiny bit early, like 0 to 4 milliseconds early, if you want extra drive. For ghost snares, move ghosts later than hats, like 8 to 18 milliseconds late. That's the syrup. That's the drag jungle feel, without turning your loop into a sloppy mess. Optional advanced move. If you want a deeper pocket, you can move the main snare slightly late, like 2 to 6 milliseconds. But be careful. Past that, you're not getting deeper, you're just making it feel behind. Now, a pro workflow move. Don't nudge forever. Use offset buckets like dials, and commit. Pick a small palette such as 0 milliseconds for grid, plus 8 milliseconds for late, plus 14 milliseconds for later, minus 3 milliseconds for early. Then assign buckets by roll. Authority lives at 0, maybe minus 3 on an occasional pickup. Glue ghosts live at plus 14. Timekeeper offsteps live at plus 8. Agitator might live at minus 3. When you do this, your loop becomes designed. You stop messing with it, and you start composing pocket. Step 6. Add the ride or bright hat layer for classic jungle lift. Put a ride or bright top on eighth notes or a sparse syncopation. Try placing hits at 1.1.1, 1.1.3, 1.2.3, 1.3.3, and 1.4.3. Then Gary bar 2 a bit. Set ride velocities around 55 to 85, and let a couple peaks hit 90 plus near transitions. Now micro time the ride slightly early, like 1 to 6 milliseconds early. Notice what we're doing. The tops can be urgent while the ghosts are lazy. That contrast is the roll. If everything is late, you lose tension. If everything is early, it's frantic. The magic is the push-pull. Quick optional sound design note that helps a lot. If your velocity only changes volume, things can still feel flat. Map velocity to filter frequency on hats just a little, so harder hits are brighter. You can even map velocity to decay so accents ring slightly longer. Now velocity is phrasing, not just loudness. Step 7. Validate the pocket with Riedel tests. First test, mute hats. Does the kick and snare still feel like it rolls? If not, your ghost notes aren't doing enough, or their timing isn't doing its job. Second test, mute ghosts. Does it suddenly feel stiff? If yes, perfect. That means the ghosts were contributing correctly. Third test, metronome on, then off. Great pocket still works with the click. It just feels less robotic. Fourth test, low volume. Turn it down. If the groove collapses, your velocity hierarchy isn't strong enough. This is huge. Low volume reveals whether your accents are actually shaped, or if everything is basically the same. One more advanced check. Micro timing should be checked against the bass, not just against the click. Add a temporary sub playing straight eighth notes or drop in your real bass. The goal is, the low end reads tight, while the tops can be lazy. If hats feel cool on their own but the groove feels detached from the bass, your late offsets are fighting the bass transient. Step 8. Arrangement moves using the same concept. No extra tricks. Take your 2-bar loop and build an 8-bar phrase without adding fills or FX. Bars 1 to 4, bass loop. On bar 4, reduce ghost velocities by about 20%. That creates a suck back, like the drummer relaxes for a second. Bars 5 to 8, bring the ghosts back, and add one or two hat pickups that are slightly early, just to cue energy. And here's a drop trick that's almost unfair, because it's so simple. On the bar before the drop, reduce hat velocities overall by about 15. At the drop, restore hat velocities and tighten timing slightly by reducing lateness across hats and ghosts by about 3 to 5 milliseconds. Same notes. Suddenly the track snaps into focus. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. 1. Random velocity. It's not human, it's just inconsistent. Pocket is patterned. 2. Moving the main snare too much. Late snares can work, but if you drag them 10 to 20 milliseconds, your track will feel behind the BPM. 3. Ghosts too loud. If you notice them, they're not ghosts. Lower them, shorten them, or use a lighter ghost sample. 4. Everything late. You need contrast. Some elements lazy, some tight, some slightly early. 5. Over-editing without A/B testing. Always compare to the rigid version. Pocket is defined by the difference. Now let's lock it in with a short practice exercise. Duplicate your same two-bar clip 3 times, A, B, and C. Keep the notes identical. You are only allowed to change velocities and start times. Optional, per pad sample choice, but no groove pool and no randomize. Version A, tight roller. Hats have minimal lateness, around 0 to 6 milliseconds. Ghosts medium late, around 6 to 12. Hat velocities more even, less dramatic. Version B, jungle drag. Hats off steps 10 to 16 milliseconds late. Ghosts 12 to 20 milliseconds late. Reduce hat velocities overall a touch, and really emphasize that after snare dip. Version C, aggro push. Pick one top element, like the ride, and make it 1 to 6 milliseconds early. Keep ghosts late for contrast. Increase accent velocities on key hats so it bites. Then do the bass lock test. Add a simple sub, even straight eighth notes is fine. Bounce 8 bars of each version. Turn the volume down. Pick the one where the bass feels most connected to the snare and kick, while the top still move. Final recap. Jungle Pocket is a repeatable system of micro timing and velocity, not random humanization. Keep your anchors stable, especially the main snare. Use ghost snares that are quiet and late to imply shuffle and roll. Use hat velocity phrasing to create motion and dynamics. Design timing contrast, lazy elements and urgent elements at the same time. And you can arrange energy shifts just by changing velocity and micro timing without adding new notes. If you tell me what lane you're aiming for, classic jungle, tech step, modern euro roller, or jump up, I can map you a specific two-bar blueprint with exact note positions, velocity ratios, and offset buckets, so you can drop it straight into your own template.